Mr. Chair and members, this is our monthly update of the financial status presented to you by Assistant Treasurers Donna Mills and Mike Smith.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, directors, Donna Mills, Assistant Treasurer. During the past month, persistent sovereign debt and banking sector stress in Europe presented substantial risk for investors to sort through and resulted in high levels of volatility across financial markets. On the domestic front, the struggling housing market and implementation of new financial regulations provided additional headwinds for the already weak recovery to navigate. Although GDP remains in positive territory, the current slow pace continues to feel like a recession. Most economists expect slightly better GDP growth of 1.5% to 2% in the second half of this year and annual growth of 2% in 2012. However, the risk is deleveraging of consumer and government balance sheets will further exert deflationary pressures on the domestic and global economies.
Ms. Mills, how long is your report today?
About 5 minutes.
Make it shorter?
Can try, sure. Businesses found few reasons to add workers last month. U.S. non-farm payroll employment was essentially unchanged in September, and the national unemployment rate held at 9.1%. Unemployment remains above 12% in L.A. County. Consumer confidence is moving sideways. The issue here is a crisis of confidence, which could significantly reduce consumer spending. In August, inflation rose again, but the core reading of 2%, excluding food and energy, is still within the Fed's target range. The Fed has committed to keeping short-term rates low through at least mid-2013. Sure.
At the last board meeting, there was some discussion, I believe, on one of the items having to do with the bit of existing bonds that were coming to a point of, maturity.
We're just doing refunding.
Refunding. Mm-hmm. And there was some guesstimation that was going on by the financial officer about where the bond market was going to be and whether it was going to cost us more or less. Mr. Matsumoto, are you going to talk about that today?
I wasn't going to. The comparison points would have been when we priced the deal, which was last week, as compared to when we might have priced it in a couple of weeks in after one more cycle. So we can be prepared to address the impact of that potential timing delay hypothetical next month.
Well, I do recall asking if you would be prepared, and Mr. CEO, at the last meeting to give that update today. So I'm not sure why you weren't prepared to do that, because I did specifically ask for that, and we did approve the motion and it moved forward with the condition that I was going to get an update today. So I'm not sure why, but I do expect to have one at the board meeting. Not next month, but this month.
Very well.
It's a commitment that you made, and I honor your commitment. Thank you.
Treasury yields moved lower in September with the 10-year at 1.9% roughly and the 30-year in the 3% range at month end.
Growth of sales taxes and other revenues continue at a slow rate as the local economy continues to recover. The economy is still burdened with 12% unemployment and shows little signs of improvement in the housing and construction sectors. During late September, interest rates for U.S. Treasury securities were driven to new lows as investors purchased U.S. debt as a safe haven against possible impacts on European banks from a default of Greece on its sovereign debt. Those low rates did help contribute to successful refunding that we priced last week. As a result of the Durbin Amendment to the Dodd-Frank banking reforms, banks have reformulated the allocation of costs that vendors pay on debit transactions to include a larger fixed rate component. As a result, the MTA is going to be paying on small transactions for ticket vending machines. The fees there will approximately double to about $20,000 per month. Sales tax revenues for the most recent quarter exceeded the budget slightly and continue a positive trend of increasing revenues. However, the absolute level remains well below the prior levels seen in 2006 and 2007. The bars on this chart show actual fare revenues for all of fiscal 11 and show fiscal 12 through September. The fiscal 12 is imposed, or the fiscal 12 budget is imposed as a line at the top. Actuals for fiscal 12 are less than the budget and actuals for the prior year. Boardings in August exceeded those in the prior fiscal year. And since our last update, last week we priced our Prop A refunding bonds, locking in $19 million of cash savings from about $165 million of the 2001 bonds. That's about $2.8 million of cash savings each year through the final maturity in 2018. The balance of the financing took out capital costs carried in the Prop A commercial paper program. We're currently evaluating proposals to replace $166 million of liquidity facilities that will expire in March, and we'll provide a list of our recommendations in the November board cycle. Over the past month, we've developed agreements to post collateral to resolve defaults on two of our defeased leases, and we'll execute those agreements pending receipt of a concurrence letter from FTA. We've also entered into preliminary discussions with one additional lessor. Our next steps will be to finalize the documentation for our bonds and deliver them on October 27. And pending receipt of the FTA concurrence letter, we'll execute the collateral agreements with Comerica Bank, resolving the two defeased leases defaults. And in November, we'll submit our list of recommended banks to replace the liquidity facilities, and we'll request authorization to execute those agreements once we conclude negotiations and documentation. And then following the FTA providing a record of decision, MTA will submit the application to the TIFIA loan for the Crenshaw project and begin the credit approval process. And that concludes our presentation.
Board members, do you have any comments or questions? Item
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Don Ott, Executive Officer of Administration. In item number 19, we're asking the board to approve amending the FY12 budget to add revenue and expenses related to a grant that we received from the Federal Transit Administration for development of key elements of the Metro University program and to authorize the addition of one FTE funded by the grant for the duration of the project only. Earlier this year, the FTA announced the availability of grant funds for its innovative workforce program. Metro applied, and we were awarded a grant of $480,000. We expect to spend $380,000 during the current year, and the balance would be programmed through the FY13 budget process.
As I look through the report, I noticed that you, I believe you said you had a couple different, well, you didn't say a couple, but you had the L.A. County or L.A. Community College District?
Yes, we do.
You're working in conjunction with them. Have you identified which colleges you're going to put in this program?
Initially, it would be L.A. Trade Tech.
L.A. Trade Tech and none of the others?
Not at this time. The initial thrust will be on technical training for transit operations supervisors, and the faculty at LA Trade Tech have some curriculum development expertise and have taken additional training to assist us in developing curricula for those programs.
Have you looked at any of the other institutions, i.e. in East Los Angeles, East Los Angeles College, in the San Fernando Valley, the Mission College, so it wouldn't be such a hardship for the candidates who would want to get in the program to come down to?
We did not. Our contact was with the LA Community College District office, and we were kind of routed to Trade Tech.
Well, Don, we work with LA Valley College.
We work extensively with LA Valley College for our bus operator bridge program. And have for 5 years. We have a very well-established program with LA Valley College.
And the reason I suspect we were directed towards LA Trade Tech is This is really supervisorial training as regards blue-collar jobs, and that kind of links to trade tech.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
How far along are you in the program?
We've identified all the subject matter experts and have done some initial work in identifying all the skills and tasks that are needed for certain classifications. Then we'll work with the LA Trade Tech faculty and our subject matter experts to fully develop the training materials and course instruction manuals.
Board members, does anyone ever have any comments? Move for approval?
I'll move it.
It's been moved. Is there a second? Second? There's a silent second. Any further discussion? Without objection, so ordered. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Krishnamurthy. I'm the Transit Project Director, Executive Director for Transit Projects. Today we are here to request approval to establish the life of project budget for Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor Project. As mentioned in the Measure R budget, the life of the project budget is $1.715 billion, and we are also requesting reprogramming up to $34.4 million, but not less than $31.3 from the prior state TIP funds, which is coming from the Interstate 405 Arborvitae Interchange Improvement Project, and increase the LOP budget for Crenshaw to $1.749 billion. Rob Ball is the project manager, and if you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer the questions.
Questions?
I'll move the item.
In your board report, you mentioned that this project will provide jobs and community revitalization for a historically underserved area of Los Angeles. And can you tell us what that area is?
It's the Crenshaw District. We are being encouraged, as we should be, to provide jobs for people that reside in that community.
And do you have a plan as to how you're going to go out and let the folks in that community know that you have these jobs?
We have a leadership council in place.
You have a what?
A leadership council in place, which is advisory committee to Metro, that we will go through to try and educate the public on this project coming up for construction.
Mm-hmm. So do you actually have a plan in writing, though? That's what I'm asking. Or is this just you're going to throw it on the plate of the leadership council?
No, our community relations department will be developing a plan to take out.
I didn't understand what you said.
Our community relations department will be developing a plan to take out to inform the public.
Okay.
And when we...
Yeah, Mr. I'm going to ask the CEO if he could be more definitive and come back with something that really shows us that you have an outreach, that you're reaching out to the community that this project is going to impact and make sure that they have a great opportunity for access to
yes, sir.
The employment there. Thank you. Is there any other discussions or questions, comments? It's been moved and seconded. No objections, so ordered. Thank you. I'm sorry. Let me retract that. We have one public comment. I'm sorry. There's a Jarrett Wright.
Gerard.
I apologize. Gerard. Gerard Wright, Sierra Club, Angeles, Angeles Chapter. I thought you wore another hat.
I do. I wear many hats, but I'm wearing this one for right now on this particular comment. I just want to address Director Ridley Thomas's staff, and in particular Director Ridley Thomas, if he was here, and thanking him for at least following through on being a leader on Crenshaw LAX Transit Corridor to try to find additional funding sources to bridge funding gaps in the project. This is a welcome step in addition to the community plans, as well as the safety and redeavelopment ideas that are along this corridor to impact and communicate with the community about this important project. And I just want to address my thanks and Sierra Club's thanks for doing that and leading in this particular way rather than being obstinate, but being a true leader here. So we want to thank them on that.
Thank you. sure he'll be glad to hear that. I apologize for voting before we heard the public comment. So I'm going to call for the vote again. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, thank you. Next item.
Good afternoon. I'm Shahrzad Amiri. Item number 21 requests your concurrence regarding two amendments to the Gold Line Foothill funding agreement. The first is to modify the current expenditure cap to increase it by $103.5 million to $208.1 million. This in no way impacts the or increases the life of project budget for the project. We have certain conditions in the funding agreement, and due to circumstances beyond their control, Gold Line has been unable to meet one of the two conditions in time to execute their design-build contract. So they, since they've demonstrated good faith to date in trying to meet the conditions imposed, we are agreeing, or we are recommending that we agree to an increase in their cap amount so that they can execute their design-build contract and issue a notice to proceed. That bid expires November 10th. The second action is basically to incorporate our uniform cost management policies and procedures into the agreement. This agreement predated development and adoption of those policies. So in doing the first action, we're trying to do some cleanup in incorporating that policy into the agreement. Any questions? Certainly.
Questions, board members?
No questions. I'll move it.
Been moved.
Second.
And seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, without objection, so ordered.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Michelle Caldwell. I'm the Chief Administrative Officer. The next item is item 22, telephone system maintenance. We're asking for the board's approval today to award a 7-year contract for telephone system maintenance and service. We do a large portion of the telephone system maintenance ourselves with our own in-house employees. However, they are not certified to perform some of the higher level of maintenance and repair that we require on the more complex components. And also, we don't, by hiring the outside contractor, we don't have to retain an extensive inventory of replacement parts. We've had an outside contractor for our legacy systems since we opened the Gateway building in the mid-90s, and this is a new procurement that we've just gone out for competitively bid. That concludes my report.
I'll move it.
It's been moved.
Second.
And second. Ms. Caldwell, can you explain to me what determines whether you have a 5-year, 2-year, 3-year contract, 2-year contract with 2 years extension? I notice this is a 7-year contract. I'm just wondering how you come up with the number.
It's a 3-year base with 2 2-year options. And what we do is we monitor the contractor's performance over the base period, and then provided we are satisfied with the service we're getting, if the world pricing is the same, if it is advantageous for MTA to continue with the contract, then we exercise the options. If we are dissatisfied or we want to do something different, then prior to expiration of the base, we go out for a bid for a new procurement.
So it's a 3-year contract, and if you're not satisfied after the 3-year period, you can take it back out for bid. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Only we won't wait the whole 3 years if we're not satisfied.
Have a motion. It's been seconded. I don't hear any other discussion. Any objections? So ordered. Thank you, Ms. Pollan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and directors. Don Sepulveda, Executive Officer for Regional Rail. What I wanted to talk with you about is the Raymer Burnson double track project first. This is a single track segment in the San Fernando Valley on the Low Sand Corridor. It's a significant bottleneck in the commuter and intercity rail system in Los Angeles. 32 Metrolink trains, Amtrak trains operate over that daily. 7 UP trains operate daily, and this is an important link in the Low Sand Corridor. And you'll notice the circle in red is the project that I'm referring to. It's the that is the limits, and it stretches actually throughout the greater portion of the San Fernando Valley, east to west. In addition, we've got, related to this project, we have a Van Nuys station project. Currently, there are two tracks at this station. A single track is actually served for passenger service. Again, this is a another bottleneck. This is directly related to this to the Raymer Burnson double track project, but we are maintaining them as two separate and distinct projects. In 2010, we received a successful in receiving a grant for PE and environmental work for both of these projects. This actually creates a two-track single platform at the Van Nuys station with the associated improvements along with that. In September, we received a grant, a formal grant agreement with the FRA on both of these projects, and we are partnering with Metrolink in this project, or both these projects. Our timeline is the staff is working with Caltrans and the other agencies to obtain the funding for construction. What we're seeking today is the preliminary engineering environmental work. The staff will be working closely with Metrolink during this work and providing oversight and partnering with them. The general time frame for the project is November 2011. We're going to get the agreements completed. December, we'll start the work, and we'll have completed documents in February of 2013. In the conclusion, what we are asking for is we're asking for you to authorize the CEO to enter into an agreement with Caltrans to reimburse Metro for $2.364 million for the granted portion of the funding. This is on top of our local match, which we have approved in the fiscal year annual work plan for Metrolink, which we've already that's already been approved back in June. In addition, we're actually authorizing the CEO to enter into an MOU with SCRA as our subcontractor to complete this project, and we are asking to amend the fiscal year 2011-2012 budget by $2.364 million to reimburse Metrolink for this work. The bottom line is this is essentially a pass-through funding operation or a segment is how it works. We would be Metrolink's doing the work. We pay for Metrolink, and we are reimbursed by Caltrans Division of Rail, who's reimbursed by the federal government. And with that, is there any questions, sir?
Board members, any questions?
No, I'll move the item.
It's been moved. We do have a second. Ms. Malik?
Second,
yes, sir. No further discussion without objection, so ordered. Thank you, Mr. Furman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Norm Stavek, Budget Manager. I'd like to report on the status of the fiscal 12 budget themes. As you remember, there were 9 budget themes adopted. These are designed to guide management and resource allocation. The overall goal is to improve transportation in Los Angeles County. These were introduced in the budget book at the adoption in May of this year. First goal is to enhance our bus and rail systems. Their actions have been taken to accomplish this, particularly the service restructuring. We are restoring our key transportation assets. We've allocated substantial funds to improving bus and rail rolling stock, facilities, right-of-way, and the headquarters building.
Can you pull your microphone up?
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. We are emphasizing cleaning our stations, fleets, and roadways. We have programs underway in that, and we have a graffiti abatement program for cleaner park and ride lots. The emphasis is on delivering rail, highway, and private sector jobs. Rail and highway projects are the current emphasis. Those are moving forward. The projection is to create approximately 13,000 jobs in fiscal 12. We are focusing on providing the right information right now through the Next Trip project. We are preparing the workforce for tomorrow. You heard earlier about the Metro U program. We have the entry-level training program. We have several staff members in OMB in that program currently. And as always, we are attempting to spend wisely and spending frugally. We are monitoring our expenditure carefully, and I should point out that I'm responsible for developing the fiscal 13 budget, and my message to our staff is don't budget what you can't spend. We don't want to go back to the board and tell them that we've underspent, so that's my consistent message in the budget development.
Don't budget what you can't spend?
That's right.
So you're encouraging them to spend?
That's right. If you can't spend it, don't budget it. We don't want to tie up funds that can't be spent during the fiscal year.
I think, but we'll work on the syntax.
I think that was in reverse Polish notation. We're helping our customers with the gas prices, which remain high. We've reduced the day pass from $6 to $5. And we have extensive efforts to maintain a sustainable transportation network. Projects come across my desk all the time for low-impact lighting, reuse of materials. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to respond to them.
Yes, Ms. Molina.
You forgot one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
World peace.
Oh, I missed that. My apologies. When I retire, I will work on that.
Start with board peace. And
I do have some questions, so I'm not sure if you're prepared to answer them. Are you?
I'll try.
This is the budget. You're just giving us an update on the budget themes for fiscal year 2011-2012?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And as I read through this report in the themes, on theme number three, clean stations, clean metro stations regularly, I noticed that some of the metro stations, particularly the red line stations, that there's areas that appear to not get clean on a regular basis. Do you have some type of a regular schedule, a maintenance schedule for cleaning up those stations?
I am not familiar with that, but I can certainly get the information and provide it to you.
Taylor, do you have
that? Chairman, yes, I can respond to that. We have begun we've remobilized and redeployed forces within our facilities and station maintenance crew to address that. And you'll hear tomorrow at the Operations Committee that we are going to have a regular report to the board on the cleanliness of our stations. That was part of the request from the chairman in his motion of a month or two ago about regular reports independently monitoring our service. And we very much consider the cleanliness of our facilities to be part of our service.
So as a subset of item number three or bullet number three is invest in maintenance and security of key park and ride stations. Can you speak to that? Because I've had some complaints about some of the stations that it's not well lighted in the surrounding communities or the streets next to our park and ride stations, and some of our customers are concerned for their safety. So is there a specific plan that you have in place with making sure there's proper light and proper of the park and ride facilities?
Similarly, we have redeployed security and safety resources to look at the parking facilities that we have. As you know, the board approved last month taking over from Caltrans 41 more parking facilities, and so that has put us squarely in the business of monitoring and maintaining parking facilities, and we'll be doing exactly as you suggest.
Okay. All right, on bullet number five, provide the right information right now. Do you want to articulate what that really means? Is there somebody here to talk to that?
Mr. Chairman, I think what that really that these were budget themes that were outlined a year ago when the board developed and approved the current budget. But what this amounts to is making sure that our customers get the most timely information possible. And the example given here is what we call Next Trip, which tells people when the next bus is coming or when the next train is coming. And that's now in beta status on people's smartphones. And we're also working toward a capital project to put monitors in key locations along the bus system as well as in on the rail to say when the next bus or train is coming.
What methods or systems are you using to get that message out to the folks who have smartphones and others who want to know how far along their next bus or train may be?
We're using everything at our disposal, including all the social networking capabilities, as well as posters in our stations and on board the buses.
Moving on to budget item number six, theme number six, prepare tomorrow's workforce. There seems to be an urgency. Are we at a point where we have a number of our more seasoned employees that are about to get to a point where they're going to attrition out and retire? Do you see some kind of a gap coming up?
Yes, we do. We've done analysis and stratified our workforce by department, by age cohort, and we find that in many of our departments, more than half of the incumbents are over 55. And so that has been a wake-up call to us to realize that we need to begin building the pipeline. One of the things that you approved earlier in this meeting is the Metro University arrangement, which is to take people who already work here in the jobs that are waiting to move into supervision and management and create them as the managers and supervisors of the future. We also have things like, as mentioned here, the entry-level training program, where we take people who are who aren't sure. They know they'd like to work for Metro, but they don't know in what area, and so we give them a variety of experiences moving forward.
Mr. Taylor, would you, your department, or your staff, rather, be prepared to give us a more detailed update on what you are anticipating with respect to the age of our employees in terms of the number of years that they have remaining here and what when we will get to critical points so that we can really kind of think it through and make sure that we have a coordinated plan and not have a huge vacuum 8 years, 6 years down the road and find that we don't have the staff that we need to carry on a first-class operation?
We'd be very pleased to make such a presentation, yes.
Item 7 sounds kind of like an oxymoron compared to what I just heard you say, spend wisely and spend frugally, but it sounds like you're telling people to spend as much as you can get. So I'm not sure how...
Well, Mr. Chairman, I might rephrase what Mr. Staback said. And we've noticed that in the past we've had a problem with our budgeting, and it goes as follows. The budget proposal is put together and set before the board, and there has been a lot of angst about how we can afford to make all the expenditures that we're proposing for the year. And then we go through extraordinary means to arrange all of the funds for that. And then we get to the end of the year and realize that people overestimated what they needed to do their work for the year. And it wasn't that money was spent that didn't need to be spent. What was spent was effort on budgeting, on finding funding for a budget that was way overestimated. And so Mr. Staback's admonition to people to budget only what you can spend is kind of bureaucratic talk for if you don't need it this year, then you're not going to get it in the budget this year.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor, for your explanation. Item number 8. You know, I recently had a chance to review a report that I believe was produced by Caltran, which talked about some of the hot spots in our county with respect to congestion, the time of day, the days of the week, and the like, the number of gas being consumed by drivers who were essentially idling and not able to get through, and the amount of productivity that was lost as a result of people being stuck in congestion. So I would ask that the CEO, in this budget theme, where you get more clarity and try to show us some kind of a nexus between the number of hours lost through productivity on the freeways and highways that we travel, the number of gas that's being excessively expended as a result of people sitting and not getting past a 35-mile-per-hour rate of speed on the highways and byways. So I'm just wondering if, as you get more into the budget theme, I'd like to dig a little deeper and really tie us into our goal is to not just say we want to, you know, increase the speed, but, you know, have it connected to something and have it so that it's actually measurable, that we're seeing that last year we had 35 miles per hour. Next year we'd like to set a goal of 38 miles per hour, whatever it is, and then the consumption of fuel as well.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, if we might, I'd like to include our Metrolink investments as part of that discussion.
Sure.
That especially links to the longer distance trip on the freeways. Happy to do so.
Thank you.
Recently, Texas Institute of Transportation released a report, and Los Angeles County actually dropped two places in the level of congestion. So we are improving, according to their report, and it's a national report that they do every year.
I don't have any other questions on this item. Does anyone else? Yeah. It's been moved, Ms. Molina. You second it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Of course you do. Okay, it's been moved and seconded without any further discussion. Ms. Soto says it's okay.
Yes.
Okay. Approved. Okay. You, Mr. CEO, it's your report.
I just want to report that tomorrow is a day where we do earthquake drills all over the system. We'll be trying to get our employees and our customers to be aware of the potential for an earthquake. It is the annual Great California Shakeout. We'll be encouraging folks to duck cover and hold on at their workstations. We'll be doing some drills on our trains and buses as well. I was in Washington the last couple of days. Had a chance to meet with seven members of our delegation, as well as Congressman Blumenauer, who is a supporter of transit, discussing such issues as the subway, the Crenshaw Project, America Fast Forward, LoSAN, and other topics. With that, I will conclude. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. May I ask, is there anyone here in the public that would like to speak that has not put their card in? If you would, you can come up and speak now. Otherwise, we're going to move for adjournment. Is there anyone here?
Move to adjourn.
So move. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
The issue of freeways. There's a.